He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
7:14, currently 78 degrees here in mid-Michigan on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We want to make note that tomorrow we will have a special 9/11 show. We're going to be talking with safety officials from Michigan State as well as from the Michigan State Police. We're also going to be talking with Red Cross workers who were at 9/11. We're also going to be talking with some other folks in other related 9/11 stories. One of the stories we're going to touch on is safety here in mid-Michigan and at Spartan Stadium. For two consecutive weeks, there have been evacuations at Michigan State University due to weather challenges. Well, what would happen if there was something to go wrong, a terrorist attack, if you will, at Spartan Stadium? We're going to dive into that story tomorrow morning here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. We're going to be speaking psychological here on the morning show, 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com. Sir, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Tony. Good mood today. Can't complain. It's certainly going to be a sultry kind of a real winter, summer day today in extreme form, so we better enjoy it. There won't be too many more.
It's going to be a smoker, Dr. Braccio. Is it something? Now, will you at your office today have on some shorts and a tank top, or do you got to keep it professional?
Well, I will be a little more professional than that, but I'll certainly be aware as people come in all day into the office it'll be very hot outside. I like that, a smoker. It's a good way to describe a 95-degree day.
Well, we got a couple of interesting things to talk about on Speaking Psychological. First of all, I want to talk MSU football. There has been a challenge at the quarterback position. And even though the Spartans are 2-0, which they should commend it, and have one of the country's best defenses, the offense has struggled. And what's been interesting to watch is the dynamic about the players. And I wonder what goes through their minds when one of those quarterbacks, and there's been three so far, could be a fourth jump into it if you bring a freshman, true freshman, Damian Terry into the mix. But the dynamic of a kid having to deal with, I wasn't able to get it done, maybe I'm not good enough, the dynamic of the coach wanting to be loyal to these players as they're almost like sons to him, yet he faces the pressure to win and to get W's. It's interesting.
I think it's really tough to be a coach. It's really tough to be one of the players in the situation like Michigan State's in right now, where anyone who comes in, they're hearing in the background the coach saying they're waiting for someone to just kind of show what they can do and kind of take charge, and that certainly has not happened yet. I think when you look at it, this is a real big job for the coaches. It's also a very big job for the leadership on the football team to really be able to come together and try to support whoever eventually wins out and also support whoever does not. I mean, this is obviously a pretty difficult, overwhelming situation. You have people that have spent their whole life getting ready for this moment, and if it doesn't work out for them, it's going to be a very, very depressing, difficult situation for them. So I think families, coaches, players, all are going to have to be on the same page. And I think in a case like this, it's certainly Coach D'Antonio is going to be the chief psychologist, the chief parent, if you will, the chief architect of what comes forward. Very, very difficult situation this late in the season to have three people neither one of which has been able to take control, and then even potentially have a fourth one in the wing. So it's going to be quite a week this week, also getting ready for that huge Notre Dame game in South Bend next week. Tough for everybody all the way around, Tony. Very tough situation.
You know, it's interesting to think, how do you come to terms with maybe you can't cut the mustard, maybe you can't make it, to keep your dream alive, to remain positive. I can remember when I was doing sports talk radio, and I had been doing it for more than 10 years, and the sales manager over there told me that I would never have my own show and that I wouldn't succeed. And as opposed to, you know, running and hiding, I ended up working in a little bit different profession, but I ended up coming back. But when someone tells you that, trying to understand if that's real, if that's the truth, or should you keep moving forward, it's a tough decision.
Well, it's a tough decision. I think you also have to be looking at what's happened to other places. Like, let's look at Central. Cooper Rush, the Catholic Central player here from Lansing, he was third string. He's now first string, okay, and led them to a championship and threw an amazing pass, a 97-yard touchdown pass. So I think even if you don't play here, I think part of accepting is you weren't able to take the job here at this particular time. You then have to decide, of course, if you're staying. But if you stay, you always know. You've always got that chance to come forward. You just have to keep working hard. But, Tony, to the question, it is difficult to be in a competition and not win and feel you're just not good enough to run this particular, you know, particular situation. I think when that happens, you look at your skill sets, you look at what you can do, you see if this is the place to be, hopefully it is, and then you just work hard to get a chance to play. But there's no way that to turn a competition like going on at Michigan State and end that happy or satisfied if you don't win. I know we can, you know, we can psychologically, we can philosophically say, well, we just shake hands and we accept it. We may do that openly, but it puts a pretty deep hurt in someone's whole psyche and their heart if they lose out in something like this. So this will be a very tough situation for some young men, their families, and the coaches, too. This is going to be tough on the players all the way around. But it's part of life, too. Part of life is recognizing, and like in any game, let's take football, one hit to a knee and or wherever, and that could end your career right there, too. So life can be tough. We have to be prepared for what comes, but it's very, very tough, and people would rather be winning and being on a championship team than they would learning philosophy the hard way.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Some fun and interesting information is at drjohnb.com. Check it out. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.